Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
You know, I'm back with another episode of Spotlight On. She's real. She's beautiful. She's a kick-ass mother. She's a skincare maven, and she's on Young and Restless. Oh, yeah, stuff for me. Michelle Stafford's here next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. You can
okay, we are here, and we are here another AfterBuzz TV Spotlight On. I'm James Lott, Jr., your host. And what's so exciting is the last few months or so, I've been bringing you some exciting, great guests from the daytime world. Mm-hmm. I have Brooklyn Rae Silzer on here, who's just the most gorgeous little child, and I love her family. And I had Eden McCoy, my girl last week, who is just like growing before our eyes. I mean, just growing before our eyes. I love her and her mom. So I brought in somebody who's back in the studio with us, and she wrapped her role as Nina Reeves on General Hospital and returns to the role that made her famous. And won her 2 Daytime Emmys, folks. That's Daytime Emmys. Phyllis Summers on Young and the Restless. She also has a skincare line, Skin Nation. This stuff works. I'm telling you, I use it. It totally works. And it's doing amazing. And if you follow her on IG, she may sing a song with you on there. You did the other day. I was watching that. My buddy, Michelle Stafford.
Hey!
Hi.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my God.
These are for you.
Yay. Okay. Okay, I'm going to show it to the camera.
Wait, is this the wash? That's okay. Wash.
So we have the Love lotion. Body Wash.
Love Body Wash.
Oh, my God. I love this.
Lotion right here.
Super C Serum.
This serum's great.
Oh, I can't wait to use it. Her stuff really does work. I tell you, I love it.
SkinNation.com.
SkinNation.com. Magic Man.
And I do my SkinNation Sundays.
You do? I know you do. Yes.
On Sunday.
Yes.
On my Facebook
yes.
Live. Yeah, it makes yes. sense on
yes.
Sunday.
Yes.
But I'm really excited because we have new formulas, which are amazing, coming out.
Yeah.
And also we have our ocean-friendly packaging.
Ooh.
Do you know what that, I mean?
No, please tell people about that.
It's phenomenal. We'll be a totally green company.
Yay!
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very,
it's
very good.
Really amazing.
Very good.
And, but the ocean-friendly packaging is recycled from the ocean. Uh-oh. And then put through a process to then and into bottles, and then it's you use it, and when it goes out in the ocean again, it dissolves.
Wow.
It dissolves in a good way.
Wow.
That's good for the ocean.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
It's
actually, I need to really get the briefing on it completely to understand how the hell they do that.
Yeah.
But I mean, the bottles are so precious, and the company's in, I think, Denmark.
Wow.
And there's only like a couple companies that do this, and it's a lot more expensive But I mean, to me, it's worth it because if I'm going to say, you know, botanical and natural and organic, mm-hmm. I need to be helping the earth as well.
Right.
It needs
right.
to be all of that. It's like
right.
organic, but it's in plastic bottles,
right.
you know? And so I just feel like people are going there, and
they are.
And so many people are excited about I'm out of my mind excited about
that's
this.
That actually is amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I didn't even know that. That's
yeah.
Wow. See,
know,
there is technology
so cool.
out there
yeah,
to do
there is.
Green products.
Yes. They're definitely more expensive.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know if you're aware, like, do you ever get, like, porcelain things mailed to you?
Yeah.
Well, now, you know, those little scrunchy white
yeah.
things were bad for
yeah.
The environment.
Yeah.
So the new ones, if it's too hot, they actually melt. The ones that are eco-friendly. So
wow.
a lot of stuff comes and it's broken. So I think that it's like, it's trial and error. You
yeah.
need to kind of perfect that whole deal. Anyway, that's not why you have
it. But still, this is great. I learned something new. I got this is great. And I love it. And I just want to tell people out there, it's a little housekeeping. We are on iTunes. We are on Spotify. We are on SoundCloud. We are on iTunes. We're on YouTube. It's all under AfterBuzz TV Spotlight On. You can go there and you see all the ones I have done over the years. And many others are on there. And this one will be on there also. And I want to give you something.
No.
These are for you.
Oh, that is so
sweet.
Nice. Thank you.
Because I want to say on camera, and I'm trying to cry. You're like on camera.
You are lovely.
You always support me. Professionally and personally.
For sure. You are a very good person.
Thank you.
And Thank you. You support your homies.
I do. You know I do.
Yeah.
And I love...
That's how it should be.
And I love our daytime community.
You're the real deal. Thank you. It's phenomenal.
It is.
It's the most loyal fans ever.
Yeah, there
oh
is.
Oh my gosh, you're so lovely. Thank you, baby.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you. I'll give you an appropriate thing.
Get a hug. But I love you, so it's good. And every time I call, you show up.
Absolutely.
You do.
Absolutely.
And we have friends in common and everything. Everybody's just talking. Thank you, Brian Chatham, for joining us. Everybody is talking. I love Michelle Stavros so much. She's a goddess and an acting dynamo.
Oh, thank you.
That's a good word.
Thanks.
Michelle Stavros is the best Phyllis ever. Hi, Michelle. Happy to have you back. You are amazing. Okay, so first we're going to get into the different stuff, but I do want to continue because I had it on here first, the Skin Nation thing.
Right.
It's doing really well.
Yeah, it's doing great.
I remember when you first started. I remember the whole thing when you first started.
You were here when I first started.
I was, and I had some of your early products.
Yeah.
Your coconut oil, which my friend still stands by.
The Miracle Potion.
Still stands by. She's like, my hair.
It's really great. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. My dark skin clients love it.
Yes, we do. We like it. And mm-hmm. But I mean, so what have you learned?
Clients.
Yeah, you have clients. Yes, your clients, girl. But I mean, like, how's it feel now you've been in this, because you had ups and downs like any business owner. So, I mean, how's it feel these days to see it kind of, you know, you're on Extra and you're doing all these different things. Yeah. I mean, I'm talking about it. So it's great.
It's great. It's great with everything that we have planned for the future with, the packaging and everything. And the new products are amazing.
Wow.
Oh my, like the eye cream is insane. And the eye cream, like the consistency is so weird. And so when our chemist put it together, I was like, this is so weird, but it makes my eyes look so amazing.
Yeah, right.
And I thought, God, are women going to get behind how, because it's almost like it dissolves in your fingers.
Oh, okay.
Women and men. Anyway, because you know, it's not gender specific. It's for everyone.
Right.
And because everybody wants to be healthy.
Yes, definitely.
You know?
Right,
so,
definitely.
So yeah, it's doing, you know, last year we did over $1 million. We grossed over $1 million.
I know.
And I have partners now, thank God.
Thank God.
Last year, oh my God.
Yeah, you're going through a lot of stuff. Doing it yourself.
Doing it myself, being on GH, having some illness in the family.
Right, yes, and kids.
Taking care of people and being a single mom to two kids. I couldn't have gone on like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, something would have snapped.
Broken, yes. Broken. Something would have snapped. It would have been you. You would have snapped.
Literally. I had some mini meltdowns. I call them mini meltdowns.
Yes. Yeah, that's fine.
I had a couple of those.
Use some steam out. Get some steam out.
Oh, gosh. It was so gnarly. So I have partners.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Hi, partners.
Yeah, they're great guys.
Can you say hi in that camera over there to Mike Riley?
Hi, Mike Riley.
He is. He said he's cheating on Edition Days right now, watching us because you're on here.
Oh gosh,
yes.
I'm honored.
She talks to Edition Gay guys, the gay guys. Well, they are gay. Edition Day guys,
day guys.
A little earlier, so she saw them. So
hey.
I'm glad you're cheating.
Mike.
Okay, so that's cool.
It's good cheating, though.
It's good cheating.
It's healthy cheating.
It's good cheating. Is there such a thing as good cheating? Oh, that's a good question, right? So that's good. So congratulations on that, because I want to make sure I talk about that.
Thank you. That's really SkinNation.com.
SkinNation.com. There you go. All that. Every camera. Okay, so let's talk about General Hospital.
Okay.
Because you created a character on that show. I mean, isn't that amazing? Just before we get to that, just both shows, you created the character.
Yeah.
It must be really nice to actually start something out.
Yes.
And then kind of see it through.
And that people like it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, because you can create a character that no one likes. Right? But that people, and I'm sure, you know, I'm not everyone's cup of tea, of course. But I mean, I love that character of Nina.
I love Nina. And you know this because you've been on our show many times over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Nina was such a unique character. So now looking back on your time on there, how would you describe Nina in your opinion?
Quirky, definitely. Yeah. I mean, she ended up being quirky. I mean, because she was insane in the beginning, right?
Yes.
Justified.
Yes.
But
that coma and all the stuff that happened to her, yes.
Right, but she was even quirky in her insanity, too.
Yeah.
And but as time went on, she was just more quirky and damaged and a woman who was trying to make good for herself. Does that make sense?
Yes. And also the thing that we talked about before on the show, you played her because she had been stunted age-wise.
Yes.
So you played her, the way you played her so youthful, Yeah. And kind of naive a little bit, yeah, and kind of trying to find her way too. That was a great thing too.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't something that I planned, but thank you. Yeah. That wasn't something I planned. That kind of, it just seemed right. It seemed like, well, wait a second, she's still in her mind, 20.
Yeah.
She's still 20 in her mind. Right. And she didn't go through life. All of a sudden she's in life and she still has, the emotional capacity of a 20-year-old.
Yes.
And so if she's mad, she's going to be, you know, like kind of a brat about it,
yes,
right? And yeah, so that was a cool aspect to the character.
Yeah. And it's funny because for a while there, and I don't mind saying this, but for a while there, Nina was kind of off the canvas for a little bit. We didn't know what was going
on.
Yeah,
for sure.
And we were scared. Everybody was scared. Where's Michelle? Where's Michelle going? And then they really brought you back, your character, like really full force with Valentine, with the Valentine storyline.
With Valentine.
I mean, that was like a great second win, I think, for you.
Yeah, you're right. Because for, God, a year.
Yeah. We were kind of a little nervous, like, where is he? And everybody agreed. They all agree.
Yeah, I think I had, at one point, like 2 months off.
I know. I was like,
yo. And, okay.
Which on soaps and ebbs and flows happen all the time. You have large casts.
For sure.
That just happens.
For sure. And it was right after my son was born. So
that's right.
It was kind of good, I guess. but it's scary because you want to work and you think, oh God, you know, I now have a second child. Am I going to have a job?
Right.
Oh my God.
Right.
So,
but they brought you back in. They brought you kind of back in. There's a whole Valentine thing.
Yeah.
Giving you a daughter. They really went that. They all went. And then that whole direction.
Yeah.
And I want you to clear something up because you did online also kind of, you were playing a character, you didn't believe that Charlotte, you didn't believe in bullying and all that kind of stuff. Like you were like, that's part of the storyline. Like you were playing, as an actress, it must have been great to play that side of it. A person you protected or stepped on.
Oh, sure. I mean, yeah. The bullying stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that there are some parents who just cannot see that their kid is an asshole.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, I've seen it at my daughter's school. I mean, it certainly is the opposite of me.
Yeah, I mean,
I've had meetings with the teachers that I feel like I'm full on throwing my daughter under the bus. And I'm like, oh my God, I should, like, I'm like, I know she does that at home. That's not cool either,
But I know that people are giving you flack a little bit, going like, "Well, I'm like, no, she's playing a character, and her character is just protecting her."
Hey, listen, and I actually don't care at all if people get mad at me for something the character did.
Yes,
you know, like I don't get jacked. I know some actors can go, "Oh, you know, they don't like me."
Right.
I've seen it, and I think that is so detrimental to an artist of any kind. Everybody has an opinion.
Right.
I mean,
right,
they can state it. Like you can literally go on my Instagram, my Facebook and say, I don't like you and your version of Phyllis. You can.
Right.
And I can mute you if I want, if I choose. Like all of it is okay. That's the world we're living in now, right? It's all fine to communicate. I never, ever get jacked at what anyone has to say about the character. I just don't get jacked about it.
And you don't. And that's the thing. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you don't. And that's the thing. Is that
I don't.
People need to understand that for you as an actor, this is great material for you to
play
different
things. Yeah, I mean, it was fun
things.
To play that this woman could not see. Right. There's the only thing that to me was flawed in the story.
Okay.
Now that I'm off.
Yeah, don't say it now. Spill the tea, girls. Spill the tea, y'all. Right.
No, but it's not even. It's not even a criticism. Yeah. But is that it wasn't her mother. Nina wasn't wasn't Charlotte's mother.
Right.
And I wish that they would have had M in the story a little more, M. Rylan.
Yeah.
As saying, hey, listen, this is not your call.
Right.
And I think that would have been more realistic because as a stepmom, like if the stepmom was being a little
you'd be like, excuse me.
I'd be like, you don't have a dog in this fight.
Right.
Like, I'd have to. I wish they would have given that voice to M, you know, and we could have had some scenes about it.
I think, but I also thought partially it was probably because you didn't have a daughter of your own maybe at the time.
You're like, yeah, you're really, no, all of that.
You were jumping in, like, just full force.
All of it.
Yeah, I had a feeling that's what it was too.
All of it, but there are parents like this, and yeah. I was happy to play that harmonic of that story.
Yeah, that's what I thought was good. Yeah. I thought people just understand good, and I just want everybody to say you endorsed Cynthia Watchos. The picture of you two together was beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
What a great actress! First of all, what a great actress.
She's a great actress. She's a great.
Oh
actress.
My god!
And really funny. Yeah. Like she was on Drew Carey's show for 6 years.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and really a great person. Like I met her a gazillion years ago.
Yeah.
Like we all kind of know each other. Yes. We're all dinosaurs, right? And I met her.
You've been around a while. Yes.
And I met her at Guiding Light one time. I was on the set in a while ago, right? Yeah. And briefly, but no, she was lovely. Yeah. I emailed her. excuse me.
Yeah.
I emailed her and, you know, I just didn't want to step on any toes, you know, because sometimes people can take offense. Like, you don't need to help me.
Yeah.
And but it's just like I knew – because it was so quick, I knew that she wouldn't get the real lowdown. Yeah. And so, and it was really nice. And she said, you know, she said, can I take you out to lunch?
That's a great picture.
She was lovely.
Great picture. Yeah, really
lovely. And then people sometimes pit actresses against each other.
Like, hello.
And I really wanted to nip that in the bud, too. Yeah. We're not, no.
It was just funny. You just brought up a good point. You've been around for a while. A lot of the actors are on TV now, on daytime TV, have been around for a while and have moved around soaps at this point. Everybody's moving around. There's four soaps left. Not the 13 or 26 when I was growing up.
Shoot.
Isn't that crazy? There's like 13.
13.
Yeah, like 13.
Yeah. Like when I started, there were 13, I believe.
That's crazy. And then now it's just four. So you kind of, in a way, you guys all through industry events and things, you guys know each other at this point.
Yeah.
So it's worked cast.
Together. And the crew knows each other. The crew. They've all worked on all the shows.
Right.
You know,
so it's like, I mean, so nowadays the press will do this, but no, they're all fine. Everybody's fine. And I just thought the picture was so great. And I was like, oh, there they are together. And and Cynthia's funny because, you know, we know her from Lost. We know her from
Drew Carey.
And of course, Guiding Light, she won the Emmy for playing Crazy Annie.
Right.
Yeah, but she is really funny. I know she's really funny. So
that's very funny. Really funny, but really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anybody you didn't work with on General Hospital Use you did? You worked with just about everybody, but is there anyone you didn't really work with? I'm trying to think myself.
I didn't work with Scorpio.
Oh.
I would have liked to.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been interesting.
I think
dynamic.
He had a swagger. I think he's super sexy.
I met him finally in person.
He's super sexy.
A month ago.
I'd watch him all day.
He with the accent and everything.
Right?
Yeah. And everything. But he's been in real life. He is so nice and funny.
Great guy. Great guy.
And we're in a book together, actually. Sean Kanan. I'm sending the same book, Success Factor X. You can get it on Amazon. I'm in the book also. Well, we were on a book together. I got to meet him. I was like, I've been a fan of yours for years. And he's just so down to earth.
Yeah, he's lovely.
And his wife was just great. It was just great. But you guys would have been an interesting dynamic.
Yeah, it would have been cool, right?
Yes. Now, I will say the one thing we didn't get to see is you and Ingo Rademacher together.
I know.
There was some hotsy-totsy chemistry on there.
He is awesome. He helped me, my last day, he helped me bring everything to my car.
Oh, what a gentleman.
I know. Well, what
a gentleman.
I think his ulterior motive is he was getting my dressing room.
Oh, that's, oh my God. He's like, let me help you out, lady. Let's go. He's like, my bitch. He's like, let's go. Thank you.
No, he didn't have an ulterior motive. He's a great guy.
He's a very nice guy.
Oh, he's so awesome. Yeah.
He's very aloha.
Very.
And you know why I said that, of course. He's very aloha.
Yeah, he's very beach, very natural. Yeah, very,
he is.
He's great.
He's pretty funny. But that's kind of a nice gentleman to help you to your car.
He brought, you know, because I bought a lot of Nina's clothes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I bought like half of her wardrobe.
It was hot stuff.
Yeah, it was so fun.
Yeah.
And he helped me bring everything out and then, you know, pictures and stuff.
That's so funny. Let's see what we're going to say in the chat room. That's great point. My glasses. Oh, Candace Mack, you and Donna Mills. You have to work with Donna Mills.
Oh, I know.
I'm talking about Knott's Landing.
Yeah.
Secret Storm. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. She's great. And she looks, and she's amazing.
Amazing looking. I know. Amazing.
She plays tennis every single day.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So that keeps her in shape.
Every single day. She has a winery in her backyard. Wow. Like, she's very active.
Really?
Yeah.
That. Wow.
So that's how to be.
That's key.
She does not eat one bit of sugar ever.
Wow.
Yeah. And she believes that that's why she looks so good.
Well, you know, it's her, Suzanne Summers, Linda Gray, they all, there must be something too. They all kind of believe the same thing.
Oh, God, yeah. Sugar's
horrible.
Sure, it's the worst thing for the body.
It is. For completely. Sure. I learned that last time. I learned that.
I mean, I would even say smoke. over sugar.
Now she's kind of saying that tongue in cheek.
Oh God, I'm gonna get the nods going. Wait a second. Like, no, but I'm saying as far as bad things like alcohol, drugs.
Yeah. Sugar's a drug.
Sugar is a drug. It's horrible. It's horrible. I'm not telling anyone to smoke.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I'm not telling anyone to smoke.
Not at all. Not at all. Michelle had good scenes with Mara West, our girl.
Yeah.
Back when you were taking her baby from her, but other than that, it was great. It was great.
Oh my God. I like the dynamic, the Ava Nina dynamic.
Because the characters had a chemistry, had a history before the show. Like there was this whole Silas on. There was a whole history.
Yes.
You guys brought that. I mean, another powerhouse actress.
Yeah, she's
who's a fierce mama. Right. And it's all her like 20 kids.
Yeah.
I know, everything. Right? And just another. She's just amazing too.
Shoot.
She's another person I want to interview her. I want Mara, I have a campaign I've been going on for last year. I want her on my show.
Yeah, I know.
What? She's liked my post, but I haven't seen it. I haven't got
you
her
know
my
what?
Show.
I think that she, you know, it's just the weekend. It's
yeah, I know. I can do it during the week, though, for her. I'll do it during the week if she needs it.
Okay, I'll tell her.
Tell her.
I'll promote her.
Because I've been seriously promoting that thing. Okay. I love having Mara West on my... I would talk about As the World Turns, and I've been a fan for so long. Yeah, I just admire her as a mother to her kids. Her kids are talented, and they're doing things. They're all doing things. I just like, and she's just so talented. Yeah. I mean, with the whole Kiki storyline, I'm just like, oh, my goodness.
I know.
She's so good. Really, but anyway, but you guys had great scenes together,
really
too.
Really amazing. Ava's a really great character.
Who is somebody, I mean, I always feel like you're going to really miss the most your buddy, our buddy, James Patrick Stewart.
Well, you know what?
You guys seem really close off camera.
I won't miss him because I'll still talk to him.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
Like, that's how it was with Tracy and Christian.
Yeah, yeah.
On Y&R, I didn't miss him because I was still, they were still my homies. Yeah. I'd still talk to them, so.
James is, we talked, his wife's an organizer, too.
Yeah, I know.
He goes, you're an organizer? My wife
Jocelyn.
Is, too.
Jocelyn. I know, Jocelyn.
I should have her on my show, too, my organizing show.
See, I should. Yeah, she's amazing. His wife's amazing. Yeah.
So it's like a small world.
Yeah.
Before you did mention somebody that we were both friends with, Christian St. John. I mean, Christoph St. John, who passed away earlier this year. And just what was this one? Because you posted because his birthday just passed. Also, it would have been his birthday. What is this something that you just really miss about him, just in general? Because I mean, there was so much outpouring of love for him, just in general. I just miss talking to him because he was such a soulful guy.
It's.
Yeah, I know. I know. I can give it to you. I know.
I mean.
I know. I'm right there with you. I know.
We were really close. I don't know if anybody knew how close we were. So it's horrible.
Yeah. I just can't believe he's not here.
The one thing I did say, he and I had our dressing rooms. For like the last 7 years I was on Young and the Restless, or 7 or 8 years, were over in the corner on one of the stages. He was on the bottom and mine was on the top. And it was paper thin, you know, the wall.
Of course.
But we were over in the corner. We weren't with all the other dressing rooms. So I'd always hear him. I'd be like, hey, what are you doing? Come up. So we're close because of that,
proximity.
Right? And we worked together during the time of like Drew and Phyllis.
Yes.
And then afterward there were some people who really made a point to keep in touch with me.
Yeah.
I did, but they really, and he was one of them.
Okay.
You know, after I was, after I wasn't on Y&R anymore. I don't know what to say.
Yeah,
without falling apart.
I know, I understand. I just wanted to bring up,
and I don't even want to do that because it makes it look like it happened to me. It happened to everyone.
Happened to everybody.
Everybody is sad over it.
Well, I kind of want to keep his memory alive. Do interviews like this a little bit. Just that's why I brought it up. So I'm gonna keep it alive because he was such an important part of just for African Americans actors especially, but just for daytime TV.
Oh, yeah.
He was so important.
Yeah, both.
For both. I mean, considerably.
Yeah.
And one of the few main heads of a black family on a soap.
Yeah, I mean, they gave me a line the other day on Y&R where I said something about his history. And I said, I said to the director, I said, this isn't correct.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, wow.
And I said, can I change it to this? And they let me. Okay. And because yeah. I just knew.
Yeah, you knew.
Like, he had that alcohol storyline.
Yes,
and
that.
He had had so many different storylines like we all do.
Yeah, of course. Over the
but,
years.
Like, I remember this one show where Neil got an office. He was like, he was Victor's right-hand
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he was. Yes, he was.
Yeah.
No, he
and,
was.
And he got his own office, like, you know, to get, I don't know if anybody, to get a
tell
set,
him, tell him.
To get a set in daytime,
it's
right?
A big deal.
If you're in your character, I actually didn't realize this until, I'm sorry, I think I'm screwing this up. I didn't realize this until I was on General Hospital and people were like, well, you know. Your character has a set, or oh, now you have a set, and I'm like, oh, I mean, I can't believe I'm,
yeah.
and you know, not in the know with this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But to get a set in daytime is a big deal, and so they gave Christoph Neil a huge set, a huge office, and they spent like there was this one scene. I don't know if anybody remembers this, and it'd be so cool if somebody
does. Yeah, if somebody remembers this, please tell me. Don't tell
like,
me.
Like he walks in, and they spent like a good 3 minutes, and that's a long time
wow.
of him just walking around, picking up knickknacks, and going,
wow.
"Whoa!" And I thought that's real important
mm-hmm.
to give
yes.
this type of character,
yes.
African American
yes.
businessman.
Yes.
And this was over 10 years ago,
right.
this scene. And I remember at the time feeling like, wow, this is awesome. I didn't know if any other show was doing that.
They weren't.
I mean,
they weren't.
Yeah. And so.
Yeah. That's a good story. I like that. That's good. That's good. I'm keeping his memory alive. That's
does anybody remember it?
They'll
say it.
So somebody writes, wow, I love when an actor remembers and knows the history of the characters.
Yeah.
Because I know it's hard sometimes. They're going to tell me in a second. It's going to populate. Because I know it's hard because there's so many storylines over the years, but trying to keep track of them and like who did what to and how are we related. You know, soaps are very incestuous.
I mean, no,
you're my
but
cousin,
these
sister,
guys,
brother. They'll tell
yeah.
us. They'll
oh,
tell
no.
Us.
I'll tell you. Okay. Like, I knew GH history. And so I'm throwing him under the bus right here, and I really don't mean to. But James Patrick Stewart. There was some reference to freezing the world, right?
Oh, Ice Princess storyline. Yes,
and,
I watched it.
And he said, "What's this?" I'm like, "Oh, okay. Let me explain to you." And
the Cassidines.
And I had to explain to him the history of the Cassidines.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And like Wynard, the line was, you know, Neil's life was about redemption, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I actually was personal. No, I wasn't. I love, listen, our writers are amazing.
Yeah,
they're
are.
Amazing,
yes.
And it's just,
yes. yeah.
it's. I never, ever want to throw anyone under the bus, because I got to tell you, and I'm not just being a Girl Scout right now,
right.
really, they're great.
No, they are. No, writing is soap
and
every
I was
day.
Like, his whole life wasn't about redemption
right.
like that. He comes into the office.
Right.
You know, so
yeah.
I tweaked it a little.
That's good.
But I think that they, you know, they're doing it so quickly, they count
are.
On us to...
You have to.
Yeah.
Because the fans will tell you if it's wrong. The fans see everything. They remember everything.
Of course, yeah.
They remember everything. You know, they remember everything. They'll say, hey, Michelle, we just see in 1994. When you know, they'll tell you exactly. So you don't want to do service to the fans. The fans,
well,
you know, tune
in. Do you know what it is? I'll take it a step further. It's like you're engaged in the story, and then when something comes in that's not correct, it throws you out of the story.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all.
That's true.
I think that's the main thing, that you're like, wait, huh?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh. That didn't, and so. Yeah.
Do you realize, because I know you're busy in the trenches doing the work, do you realize that you being back on Y&R is a big deal in our soap world? Do you get that?
Is it? No,
it's a
I
big
don't.
Deal. It's a big deal.
Is it?
I you know, it's funny because I think people, and they'll say in the chat room, they're already saying in the chat room, it's just the fact that, because you were played it for so long, then left and went to another successful character. Like, you weren't just, like, floundering around, you know, like, how do I do with my life? You were busy doing other stuff. You have a business, you're busy.
Oh.
To come back to a character you created that was so popular, it's a big deal. I don't know if you get that. It's a very big deal. People are so excited and so happy.
Wow.
No, seriously.
That's really nice.
They're like, wow, because they're like, oh, yeah, she's back. Good.
Wow. I try not to pay attention to... not that I'm trying to like shun anybody, but it's a real, real important thing, because I've really approached this like it's a new job.
I was going to ask you how's like stepping back into the role.
I approach it like it's a new job, that everything is new, and treat it like this is new. I'm playing this new character, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think it's best while you're going through this beginning period to not to just do the work,
right?
To just go in. Do the work and not get dispersed and look if people like you,
you're right.
know, and stuff like that. And it's kind of like it's kind of chilling out a little bit, like.
Well, Bill, I wanted to ask you: are you playing her differently than you played before?
It's funny because I think the character is a little different, but the character was different with every change of guard.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because YNRS had so many changes.
Yes. A lot of changes. Yes, it has. Which soaps go through? Which soaps? That happens.
YNRS had probably the most.
Yes.
Changes. Yeah. And so every time you're because this is what happens. You're playing a story. That writer gets fired. Yeah. The new writer comes in. They don't want the stench
of the last one, you know,
they want to change it up. So you know if you're in a coupling, it's probably going to be ended.
Oh, God.
You know?
Right.
And if you're playing this, you're probably going to be playing something different. It's cool. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
But I think Josh is a great writer.
Yeah, he's good.
I think he's a great writer. He was there when I left.
Like, yes,
he was
writing
the show when I left.
He's good. He's good.
And I thought he was great then.
Yeah.
And Tony Marina is just, you know.
Yeah. Really good. Really good. But I'm noticing, I mean, what's funny is that because now you've come back with, you know, more experience as an actress, more experience out there in the world. Now you're coming back in playing this character. You do seem like you're playing with much more vitality, like a different vitality. It's kind of like, yes, I'm back. I'm back and it's good.
I mean,
and I'm ready.
The one thing I noticed about the show when I was watching it, I was like, nobody's bad.
No.
Wow, there's no one bad.
No.
And even the bad people weren't that bad. I felt bad for them.
Right.
I'm like, oh.
Right.
And
But see, I wonder if it's because there's a lot of veterans still on the show. I feel like everybody's just on their A game all the time. You have Melody and you have Eric and I mean it's all these people that are Sharon and it's all these great people on the show.
Yeah, oh,
just,
of course.
There
has to be conflict.
Right.
You know, and Phyllis was bad, you know, and had a lot of energy, right?
Yeah.
The character. It's how Gina played it.
Yeah.
It's not that I noticed the show on a whole that there wasn't a lot of conflict.
Yeah.
And I think that you need to scream at the TV.
Yeah, you should.
That's what we want to do, right? We want to scream at, like, I watched Narcos. I scream at the TV or at my computer.
Yeah,
I'm like, go!
Well, also, the thing about Phyllis is so great is she can go many different directions.
Yeah.
The character can, and you have so many different actors that are related to Phyllis, like a Jack or a Nick there's so many different characters. There's different ways you can go.
Yeah.
That's what's great about Phyllis.
Yeah.
Phyllis can go anywhere.
Yeah.
That's so wonderful. I'm wondering for you to play. She can go a little crazy. I love this scene recently. Longtime fan history. You and Cricket. I love you still call her the bug. And you were taunting her because she wasn't going to run for DA again. I just thought, that's a fun use of history. With you and Paul, you and Doug Davidson and her, I mean, all together, kind of, Laura Lee, just all together. And that's like, for me, it's like a... It's history. It's history. You're sitting right there in front of me.
That was unplugged, Phyllis. Like, there was that one line that I was just like, like, wow, this chick is out of control.
Yes,
this,
I love it.
I was like, this crazy bitch.
Hey, that's
seriously, I think there was that one line where I was like, the little bug went into the office, and I'm just like, damn, this chick is on fire.
I love it. I do. I love it. Now, that's a good question from Eternally Fate.
Eternally Fate.
Did you catch up on all the Phyllis stories that happened while you were away?
Yes, every single one.
Okay, so you did. Okay.
Every single one.
What's that process like?
I read every single synopsis. Oh, I mean, I've already talked about that.
Wow.
And I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. I just am like, I was like, I got to read every single thing. And I watched every single show. I got the CBS Watch app.
Okay,
right?
That's the only way I could get it.
CBS Watch.
CBS Watch,
it's really good because even if the show's preempted, it's not on CBS Watch.
I didn't know that. Okay.
So it's not.
You guys, it's good to know.
You still get the show.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Yeah, here I am promoting.
I love it. I didn't know that either. I mean, I didn't know that because we get upset when they're preempted. We get upset for it.
I know.
Especially in certain parts of the country.
You'll see it on on your computer or wherever you want the app. But so it went back to last August.
Okay.
I saw every show from last August to present.
Okay.
So I knew what was going on. And and then I read every single, I mean, maybe I missed a party or two.
Okay, okay.
You know, yeah. Maybe I missed a party or two where there's a gazillion and nothing was really happening.
Yeah.
But because I wanted to know the history with every single character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, because Phyllis is involved in many different things.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, on paper, it wasn't dissimilar to what I had known.
Yeah, through, yeah.
You know? Yeah. It was not dissimilar, so.
That makes sense. Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, but I felt like I had to. Yeah. So, you know, I have a strong foundation to work with other people. Can you imagine?
I know.
If they, oh, okay, and what does your character do? Oh, that would annoy me.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
And so I knew every single thing. I knew every single thing that happened.
Wow. That's amazing. That makes sense. Again,
it took a few weeks.
Well, so you go back to your whole thing about you're playing a new character, so to speak. Yeah. You're learning a new character.
It's a new character. And also, like, I was playing Nina at this time while I was reading it. So I was getting a little, like, I would read it at night after I put my kids to sleep. Okay. To bed.
After
I put my kids down.
Sometimes it feels that way. I'm with the parents, but it feels that way sometimes.
Sometimes
it's like you need to put them down.
Right?
But saying, yeah,
I would do it into the evening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I don't think I've ever asked you this, actually. How do you learn your lines? I think of all these years I've known you, I don't think I've ever asked you
that. The night before.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it the week before when I get it.
Okay.
I read the script.
Kind of graze over it a little bit.
Yeah, and then you take everyone, and that's what I told Mark Grossman. And I was like, dude, you can't get overwhelmed. Everything, you one scene at a time. And that's what Michael Damian told me. Because one time I had 11 scenes back in the day, and that was a lot back in the day. Yeah. Now it's like, whatever. Yeah. but Michael, I remember I was freaking out. Michael Damian said, one scene at a time.
Interesting.
One at a time. And you really, then you just focus on one thing, and then you're done with that. Then you take the other one. Because you already know it.
Yeah, you know it, yeah.
Yeah, but if you're, like, thinking a bunch of scenes, I'll tell you a fun fact that Donna Mills didn't do that.
Oh.
Donna Mills would have to run, like, if you had five scenes with her, she'd have to run them from the beginning to the end. She's like, I'm sorry, I have to do it like this. It's the way I memorized it. And I was like, okay, because it's totally opposite for me.
Yeah, for you, yeah.
Right? I'd be like, all right. I'll do it like that. For
you. Wow. I'm also going to miss you and my girl, Kathleen Gotti.
I know. She's awesome.
I mean, one of the most lovely people in the world. Another person who supports me completely. Her and her husband are the real deal.
Yeah, isn't it sweet that her husband goes everywhere with her?
I know. He's been here many times, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
he is just like, I mean.
He's probably, like, totally fascinated by this world.
Yeah, he probably is, right?
Yeah, I think he does finance.
Because she, yeah, exactly, because she does so many different projects. I'm sure when he comes around, it's like...
She works all the time.
All the time. Her and Carolyn Hennessy, they're always working.
Oh, Carolyn, I know.
Well, I love
she's
too.
She's fantastic.
Oh, I mean, completely.
I love her work.
Yeah,
And she knows I'm a huge fan of hers.
Yeah.
I am a huge fan of Carolyn Hennessy. She is a fantastic actress.
Another person who supports my career, she's also another person I love to death.
She's a very good woman.
Very, very, very good woman.
Yeah.
She is. But, I mean, they work all the time. I mean,
the time, and they should. They're both amazing.
Yeah, they do. That's kind of crazy. Okay, so if somebody asked me this, they want me to ask you this. Are you going to bring back Single Mama Go-Go or bring back Stafford Project? I mean...
Oh, you know, I'm going out to dinner tomorrow night with my two creators in the Stafford Project. You know, we want to. This is the thing,
okay, tell
honestly.
Us. Tell us.
Is we're all so busy.
Okay.
And they're producers.
Yeah.
Like, they're producing. Like, one of them has the Adidas account.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, they're, like, full-on...
They're busy. Yeah, they're busy.
They're full-on producers. Yeah. So... It's just getting it done. And it's one of those things where it's like, okay, all right. And then you go, well, I'm not going to write the whole thing. You know, that we're equal partners, so it can get a little, but I really want to.
I
have the first show all written out.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I have it all written out, and I think it's hilarious.
Your show was hilarious. I love that show. It's hilarious. People loved it.
But that and then Single Mama Go-Go, where I am bringing it back, but it has to be just audio.
Okay.
Because as you know, like, unless I'm connected to something like this, it's
hard.
It's
sound
hard.
Sound-wise, everything.
Well, I mean, but there's nowhere to house it.
That's true, too.
In video.
Yeah,
there's nowhere
true.
To house it.
You're right.
So,
you're right.
Except YouTube.
Yeah.
So, and it makes it harder. And then what you want is advertisers.
Right. Because podcasting is the way to go.
Oh, God.
Our buddies are all doing it. Eric Marsoff just started one. And then, because you have Steve Burton and Bradford Anderson, there's this hilarious. You were on there. Yeah. They're hilarious. I mean, there's just podcasts is the way to get advertisers. So, but that was a good show. You had good guests on that, too.
You did. Didn't I?
You did. What was it like for you being an interview, doing my job? What was it like for you as you look back on it?
Well, if the person was interesting, it was awesome.
Well, that's true, too. That happens, yes.
You know, they were all interesting.
But all yours were interesting. But I mean, I know what you mean. It was kind of like you were invested because it was easy because you could talk.
Yeah, I mean, it was surprising because some people who I thought were going to be great ended up not being as good.
Well, you know what? That happens. And it's funny because I've had a couple of interviews. I've done thousands of hours where the one-word answers happen. Or they're not really connected to you in the interview. Like, they're kind of, they're there, but they're not really there. And it's like, I got another 10, 15 minutes to go, or 20 minutes to go. Like, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I know, right? They were pretty great. Yeah. They were pretty, but like, they were all pretty great, but there was a couple where I thought, I thought this was going to go better.
Yeah.
And also, I needed to shut up. And let my guests talk.
Like, there is a balance. There is a balance you have to do. Yes,
I noticed.
You can share yourself, but you have to make sure you share it in a way that's not overpowering to your guests.
Yeah, I mean, a couple times I'm like, "Shut up, Michelle. Let them talk."
And on that, we have to end the show already.
No, that's crazy.
It already happened. It's been an hour. Already happened. I love you.
I love you.
Now tell folks in there where they can find you on the social media platforms.
Oh, okay. The Real Stafford on Twitter. The Real Stafford. And on Instagram, The Real Stafford.
Yes.
And on my Facebook, The Real Stafford.
Yes.
And I do Skination Sunday every Sunday. I'm doing it a little later today because I'm
here
with you.
Yes.
And then what is there anything else?
That's it. Skination.com. There's Skination.com. You can also
Skination.com.
Watching the Restless every day on CBS.
On CBS.
Or CBS Watch.
CBS Watch.
You have things happening over there. And I'm James Lott Jr. And I'm where all James Lott Jr.'s are sold at James Lott Jr. and also to your platforms. And of course, you can find these all over the place on AfterBuzz TV's websites and Spotify and SoundCloud and YouTube and iTunes. We're under Spotlight On. It'll say Michelle Stafford. So her name will be on there, so you'll be able to see it on there and do that. I love you guys, and I'll be back again another time with another great guest. Until then, have a great time. Thank you.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.